Marsha Mayville. She's the president of the Society of the St. Vincent de Paul Lansing District Council, and she's on the other end of our line. Marsha, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very encouraged and very impressed with your upbeat tone and up the way you've handled the challenge of that fire that occurred to the St. Vincent de Paul's facility in downtown Lansing. I know it's been tough on you, but you remain upbeat. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, well, it's easy to be upbeat with this community because we have been blessed with a lot of wonderful people helping us, contributing to our cause, and just it was a really Merry Christmas, Joni, because of so many super people that came forward and answered the call. So many blessings have come out of our fire.
Well, as we were able to report late last week, you have a new home, a new phone number, a new address. Why don't you give us the details again?
Okay, great. We do have a new home thanks to CBRE Martin and Glenigan LLC. We are now located at 5206 South Cedar, the southwest corner of Jolly and Cedar in the Jolly Cedar Plaza. We are right behind Pearl Vision and right next to Cash Advance. And yesterday was our first day accepting donations. It was awesome, Tony. We filled six trucks full of wonderful donated items and took them over to our warehouse to be sorted and processed. We're hoping that if everything falls in place, we'll actually be able to open our store for sales by the end of January.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I think it's really amazing, and that just speaks to this community. Everyone in this community has experienced someone that's fallen on some tough times with job losses and many, many other challenges that they've never had to face. And yet, so many people that, you know, they really, you know, have experienced a lot of the hard times are some of the people that have been there to volunteer and help and want to contribute to us. So I can't say enough. We are blessed.
Regarding the old property on South Washington, have you learned what caused the fire, and have you learned when you can start rebuilding yet?
We were told by the structural engineering company that came in last Friday that they should have a detailed report for us by the end of this week that will let us know if any part of the building can be saved. We know that the middle part of the building structurally is unsound and will have to come down. They're checking everything now and running all of the numbers and all the data that they have to do to see if the front and the back end of the store can be saved. So I'm anticipating by the end of the week, that's what the company in Grand Rapids that's running all the information for us said that they would let us and our insurance company know where we stand. So then we'll be able to go forward and make some decisions. I mean, we know we're going back to that property, Tony. We know that that's where we're going to rebuild or do a total build, and that we'll be back at 1020 South Washington. But in the meantime, we have wonderful quarters at two different sites. I just gave the one address, 5206, but we are also one storefront away at 5136. So we're going to put our furniture and our appliances, electronics, and our client assistance office in the 5206 location. And then at 5136, we'll have all of our clothing, our boots, shoes, bric-brac, books, knickknacks and antique-y things. So I think we're in really good shape. And then we have the wonderful warehouse space that Sam Eyde Management Company donated to us for the time that we need it. And we had several people and volunteers over there yesterday sorting the goods that came on the truck. So we will be back in business. And our team talked yesterday, and we're hoping by the end of January.
All right, and if they do rebuild, how long will that take? Any idea?
Well, everybody that I've talked to said whatever they give you as the estimate, multiply it by 50%. So my heart, I hope we'll be back there by the end of next year. That would certainly be a really great Christmas for us if we could be back in our old location for next year Christmas time.
What are your thoughts about all the emails and all the phone calls that you received?
I am so humbled by all of the people that really, really care about the people that we serve, about us and about our clients and the people we serve. We are so taken back. There really aren't words, Tony. I wear my heart on my sleeve and I get emotional pretty easily. I've had so many people that have come forward. We had a family yesterday that walked in, a mom and dad and four kids from Fowler, Michigan, and the kids were so hurt by our fire in the news and the people that we serve, and they took mason jars and went through their neighborhoods and businesses in Fowler and collected money, and they brought us two quart-sized mason jars full of coins, and the kids had counted it, and they had over $160. It's just little stories like that. Yesterday, when a van pulled up, and there was a family in there, and they had little kids that had gotten new bikes for Christmas because they had outgrown their smaller bikes, so they had their bikes, and they had gone through some of their toys, and they wanted to share some of the things that they had with people that needed it more than they did. So I am so humbled by this community and their response to our needs that there really aren't words.
All right, Marcia, before I let you go, I want to go off the beaten track here. As a teacher in the private sector, I just wanted to get your thoughts when you see over the course of the last year what has been said, what has happened with education and education funding in the public sector. Just as a teacher on the outside looking in, what do you think?
About education?
Yeah, and about how it's being handled here in the state and here in the mid-Michigan area.
Well, I'm hoping that we will do a better job of putting kids first. And I think that there's a lot of people that have their hearts in the right place, and I think we'll be there, Tony. Kids will be first again.
All right, Marcia Mayville is the president for the Society of St. Vincent de Paul's Lansing District Council. One more time, Marcia, before we let you go, if people need to come by your offices or need to call you or want to send donations, where do they do that?
5206 South Cedar, Lansing, 48911. And our new phone number is 517-272-1273.
All right, Marcia, thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll stay in touch, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tony, and thank you to you and this awesome community.